This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy in the studio with Kevin Bursette, editor of ISU's Redbird Scholar magazine and the Ask the Expert column. Kevin, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thanks, Mike.
Before we talk about water quality, can you explain the Ask an Expert concept and how someone can submit a question they want answered?
It's simple. We are looking for readers and your listeners to challenge ISU's faculty experts by asking them interesting questions that couldn't easily be answered through a Google search. We've had questions about the arts and sciences, about why humans laugh and cry, and about the odds of the Cubs winning the World Series. And if someone wants to submit a question, send an email to news@wglt.org.
Cubs winning the World Series. We'll see about that one. So it's not really a surprise we might get a question about water quality following the debacle in Flint, Michigan. Who did we hear from?
Jason Wagner of Bloomington.
My question is, how does the drinking water in Bloomington Normal compare to other cities in the United States? Thanks, and I look forward to the answer.
So where did you turn? Who's our expert?
I talked with Joan Brame. She's a professor in the Sociology and Anthropology Department, and last year Brame helped conduct an assessment of water use and perceptions about water quality in the Lake Bloomington and Evergreen Lake watersheds.
The issues in Flint really drove up attention to water quality, and in particular, lead content, didn't it?
It did, but Brame says Bloomington Normal water is clear of lead.
Both Bloomington and Normal have had no violations in the past year, and actually, if you go historically, we haven't had EPA violations of water quality, and lead is one of the contaminants that we test for. And we have exceptionally low levels of lead, if any levels at all, in both Bloomington and Normal's water supply.
And if only it was that simple. From a homeowner's tap, there could still be lead.
Yes, even though the water piped to a house could be lead-free, it could pick up lead before it exits a tap in the house.
It mainly comes from residential pipes, so if you have lead pipes in an older home, you may pick up some minor elements of lead in your water from that way. But in terms of the city's infrastructure, we don't have that problem with the lead.
So if someone's concerned, test the tap water. What about water quality before it's treated?
Normal gets its water from an aquifer, and the water is pretty good before treatment.
What about Bloomington?
That's more complicated because Bloomington sources surface water, Lakes Evergreen and Bloomington. Those reservoirs are fed essentially by runoff. The water picks up naturally occurring minerals, but also nitrates from farm production and phosphorus from lawn chemicals. But Bloomington is working to eliminate those contaminants and chemicals. Again, Joan Brame with ISU Sociology and Anthropology Department.
Well, there's two things. I mean, there's treating the water, and there's an extensive water treatment plant. They're constantly in upgrades and updating. They're very on top of the technology to keep the treatment at and above the EPA levels. The other element is basically trying to mitigate the stuff that goes into the lake in the first place. So there's a lot of cooperative agreements with projects with the farmers in collaboration with the City of Bloomington, McLean County Soil and Water Conservation District, Ecology Action Center, the Nature Conservancy. All these groups are working in concert on different projects to mitigate the runoff and mitigate what comes off of our lawns and mitigate what comes off of the farm fields so they don't have to treat the water as extensively.
And Mike, you might not even recognize some of these mitigation efforts or buffers that filter out some contaminants. They look like naturally occurring wild areas.
Several farmers stepped up and agreed to allow to have these wetlands installed on their fields and their experimental plots. So we are measuring the water that comes off the field. They're measuring what goes into the wetlands and then measuring what comes out, looking at nitrate levels to better understand how the wetlands actually function.
So where are you with your water consumption? Tap water, filtered water, bottled, a combination?
Just like Joan, who says it's 100% safe and far cheaper, I'm drinking and cooking with tap water.
Kevin, thanks for your contribution to our Ask an Expert feature on Sound Ideas.
Cool.